too. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. Today is the day that we focus in on our hot topic, and we got just a great hot topic for you today. I want to put forth a question before you. Should we take down these Confederate monuments? Should we take down these Confederate monuments? That's the big issue that's going on today in our country. There's a big racial war and a racial divide that's going on today in our country. They are taking down a lot of these Confederate monuments in our land. All of these monuments, you know, these monuments with, you know, Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis and some of these other, you know, Andrew Jackson and some of these other Confederate war heroes, and they got all of these monuments in the South, scattered throughout the South, throughout our nation. And there's a movement today to take these monuments down. What do you say? Should we take them down or should we not take them down? Well, I'm going to weigh in on the debate. Since they're debating the issue and stuff, I'm going to weigh in on debate. I don't think that we should be focusing on this. I think that we need to be very, very careful that we don't let them bait us in to a race war. See, there's a movement in our country that they're trying to really start a race war between the blacks and the whites and the Hispanics and the blacks. Matter of fact, people are talking about the coming race war. I went to a meeting. Excuse me. I went to a meeting once, and that was dealing with the issues right here in Irving, Texas, regarding our schools and how our schools today in Irving, they are changing. They are moving from what was a predominantly white school and a few blacks, and now it has moved to a predominantly Hispanic, and you got a few whites and you got blacks. And they done an investigation. The school done some consulting work, and one of the consultant that they, it was an independent consultant, he said that there was coming a race war even just between the blacks and the Hispanics if we didn't go ahead and start making some changes. Now, the school board didn't really want to even hear that recommendation. His recommendation. They didn't want to hear his analysis because he was telling them that, hey, if y'all don't do some things, we are headed towards a race war. And so Satan wants, he's the one that's ultimately behind it, this race war. And we need to be very, very careful. Listen, when it comes to these monuments, you're going to have a fight on your hand. You're going to have a fight on your hand. As a matter of fact, God, if you want to have a fight, do something like that. Mess with people monuments. Mess with people church or something. Or they statue of their dead loved one. You're going to have a fight on your hand. I mean, that was even right out of the Bible. God told Gideon in Judges chapter 6 to go ahead and tear down the altar of Baal and put up an altar to the Lord, and get some offering, get some animals and offer some animals unto the Lord, but tear down the altar of Baal, tear down the groves, tear it all down, and do an altar unto the Lord, and do a animal sacrifice. Now, when he did that, you're talking about got the town's attention. He got their attention. He really got their attention, ladies and gentlemen. And now they was ready to fight him. They was ready to sacrifice him. And so if you really want to have a fight on your hands, then do something like tearing these monuments and things like that down. But that's why I say, don't let them bait us. Because, see, I see two things going on. First of all, when you start talking about these monuments and things like that, you're opening up old wounds. Did you hear what I say? You're opening up old wounds. This is an old wound. When the people, a lot of these monuments was put up in the 1920s and the 1930s and the 19-teens and stuff like that, when racial tension was really at its heights, and the Ku Klux Klan was really at its heights during the 1920s and the 1930s and what have you. And that's when most of these monuments was put up, because people wanted to make sure they preserve these people's legacy. They wanted to preserve their legacy. But that opens up all wounds. Now, see, we're talking about this 80 years later, almost 100 years later. We're talking about these things. Some of them are 100 years old. and we're talking about it. What we're doing now is opening up old wounds between the blacks and the whites, and even among the whites, the North and the South. Yeah, the Yankees, they call them the Yankees and the Rebels. So we are opening up all wounds. For the most part, our nation was just about healed. There was a lot of healing that had taken place. You think about it. The last 50 years, those of you who are, let's just say 50 years and younger, you ain't really been through that much when it comes to racial tension and racial discrimination. No, because for the most part, since 1964, a lot of those Jim Crow laws have been struck down, and those things that kept our parents back, the doors of opportunity have now been opened towards you. If you're 50 years and younger, yeah, you didn't have to, a lot of doors weren't shut in your face like they was with our parents and our foreparents. Yeah, our foreparents, they faced a lot of discrimination. There was hotels they couldn't go into, restaurants they couldn't eat at, and stuff like that. They had to ride at the back of the bus. They had two separate water fountains, two separate restrooms and things like that. You didn't have to experience all of that. No. See, I'm 57 years old, and I can't even hardly remember all of that, ladies and gentlemen. So those wounds was just about healed. But now I think we are opening up. I think we are making a big mistake by opening up those old wounds. The second thing, I believe it's a distraction. I believe that the devil is just really distracting us, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that we are just really getting distracted off course. See, now what has God called us as Christians to do? Number one, our mission is to know God. You need to be, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, then that's your mission. You need to make that your mission, to get to know God. But then once you done known God, then you need to be on a mission in making him known. You need to be out there witnessing by precepts and examples. You need to be telling people about Jesus, but then you need to be a living illustration of what Jesus Christ looks like. You need to not only talk about the love of God, but you need to be practicing the love of God. And part of practicing the love of God is loving your enemies. You got to love your enemies, and then you got to forgive them. You got to forgive. You got to forgive and move on. And I feel that the devil is just distracting us. He's distracting us and by us picking old wounds. You know, I preached a sermon when I was talking about this, and I gave an illustration of how I was picking in my hand. And I walked away from the, I was preaching, and I walked away from the pulpit picking it in my hand, an old wound in my hands. And I went on over and I sat down in a chair and I just kept picking in my hand. Now, if I supposed to been preaching, but I'm picking in my hand, then I done got all distracted. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? That's what the devil done to us today. He done got us all distracted. When we supposed to be really out teaching the gospel, trying to get people hooked up with Jesus, he got us out here fussing, got us, and a lot of people are cussing, a lot of people are angry, and they point fingers at one another. We're not going to win nobody to Christ being ugly. No, God didn't win you to him being ugly. You win people to Christ through showing the love of God, the goodness of God, the kindness of God. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. And so we need to be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't get caught up in this debate and get all distracted, because that's what the devil want us to do. See, ladies and gentlemen, if they was asking us to buy down, listen to me good. If they was asking us to bow down to these monuments, I would be one of the first ones that's saying we need to take them down. Yeah, because that's idolatry. That's idolatry. If they would be asking us to kiss these monuments, kiss Robert Lee feet. When you get ready to go in this building, you got to kiss Robert E. Lee feet. You got to kiss his feet. Yeah, I would be one of the first. I would be one of the first that tell you that we need to take that down. We need to take it down. If they was asking us to just come up there and bow down like these Muslims and stuff, if they would ask us to come up there and bow down and worship, you got to worship. You got to worship this statue before you can go in this building. You got to worship. I would be one of the first that say we need to take it down. We need to take it down because this is idolatry. This is idolatry. Or if they was using it in a Jim Crow way, if they said, now we want the white people to walk to the right of this statue and we want the black people to walk to the left of the statue, then I would say we need to take it down because that's dividing our country. It's dividing our country. But notice, they're not asking you to bow down to these statues. They ain't asking you to kiss these statues. They ain't asking you to worship these statues. They ain't asking you to do nothing. Matter of fact, if the truth be told, a lot of us didn't even know who these people were, who these statues were. A lot of people didn't know the man that was riding that horse, that was Robert E. Lee. A lot of us didn't know that. A lot of us had never really paid it much attention. A lot of us had the man who looked like Colonel Sanders leaning on a walking cane. We didn't know who that man was, that Confederate general. We didn't know who that was until somebody told us. And so these things been around, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, 100 years, and they weren't bothering you. No, they weren't bothering you. They weren't really bothering nobody. And so they weren't asking us to worship these things. See, if it was like the three Hebrew children, like Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 3, he asked the whole nation. He made this big old statue of himself, this golden statue of himself, 90 feet high. And he said, when you hear the music, I want you to bow down and you got to worship. Now, if they had something like that, if they say, now, at the sound of the music, then you got to bow down, then you know right there. No. I would be one of the first that say we need to take it down because that's idolatry. That's going against the second commandment. And the second commandment tells us, thou shalt not worship or make any graven image like heaven above, earth beneath, all the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them. For I am the Lord thy God. And so we would be committing idolatry. We would be breaking the second commandment. But they ain't asking us to bow down to these things and worship these things. See, like I said before, the question that you got to always ask yourself whenever somebody, you see almost anything happening that has some political ramification with it, you got to always ask yourself the question, what's next? What's next? After you done pulled the monuments down, then what's next? Because these schools, most of them are named after the same Confederate people. So are we going to have to rename the school or tear the school down? I mean, what we're going to do? I mean, what's next? Then what about the libraries? A lot of the libraries are named after these Confederate people. Are we going to have to rename them? All right. I mean, what's next? And then what about the parks? A lot of the parks are named after the people. Are we going to have to rename the parks? I mean, what's next? What about the county and names? Because a lot of the county names, like where I come from Lincoln County there in Mississippi, Lincoln County. But then there's another county called Pike County. Pike was named after Mr. Pike, one of the people in the Confederate Army. Then you got Jefferson Davis, who was really the president of the South. And so you have all of these, and that was a county named Jefferson Davis. So are we going to have to rename those counties? And then what about the streets and the highways? A lot of the streets and the highways are named after those people. So, what about your name? What about your name? Because all our names as black folks, in one sense, we got the slave master's name. I mean, you think about it. A lot of people are named Lee. A lot of people named Davis. A lot of people named Jackson, after Stonewall Jackson. I mean, are you going to get rid of your name just because you are named after Stonewall Jackson? Are you named after Lee? I mean, what about that? What about that? These descendants? What about these descendants? You got a lot of descendants of these people still living. They great-great-great-grandchildren and they great-great-great-grandnieces and nephews. Are we going to go ahead and arrest them and kill them? Because that's what they do in the third world countries. They go out there, they arrest them, they kill them, and throw them away. They throw them away because when a new regime come in power, they remove the old regime, they remove their name, they tear down their pictures and their monuments, their statues, and then they go after their families and friends and they kill them. They kill them. And so that's how they do it in third world country. And so is that how we're going to do it? Is that how we're going to do it? Are we going to become like these communist countries and do it like they do it in communism? I hope not. I hope not, ladies and gentlemen. See, we need to really look at this thing from a biblical perspective. And when you look at it from a biblical perspective, when it comes to these monuments and statues and things like that, I think Matthew chapter 17 and Matthew 16 and 17 can really help us. The Bible says, in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus took his disciples up to a place called Caesarea Philippi. You'll find that out in verse number 13 of chapter 16. Now, the thing about Caesarea Philippi, it was named after Philip, which was like a governor, and then Caesarea was named after Caesar. So you have Caesar and Philip. And they had statues and monuments and pictures like of themselves in that area. They had even a lot more of your Romans leaders and a lot more of your Herod family. And so it's just like when you go to Washington, D.C. today, you see all these monuments, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial. You even got a monument of Martin Luther King there. And so you got all of these monuments, all these statues, the Jefferson Monument and what have. So you got all of these monuments. And so it was like that's what they was coming into. They was coming into this area where you had all of these statues and monuments. And no doubt these disciples, they was looking at them. They was ooh and ah, look at this, look at that, look at that. And then Jesus asked the question. He said, who do people say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that you are Elijah. Some say that you are like Jeremiah. Some say you are John the Baptist or one of the other prophets. And Jesus said, let's make it personal. Who do you say that I am? And they said, and Peter raised his hand and said, you the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so Jesus didn't tell them to tear down those monuments. What Jesus basically done is take their attention off the monument and put their attention on him. So focus on him. But then when you go to chapter 17, the Bible says 6 days later, he took with him Peter, James, and John up on the mountaintop. And there on the mountain, he was transfigured. In other words, what was on the inside of him, that light, came to the outside of him. And then Elijah and Moses showed up. And the Bible says when Peter woke up, because he'd been asleep, when he woke up, he really didn't know what to say. And it kind of caught him off guard. But he said, man, it's good for us to be here. Let's make 3 tabernacles. One for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now, you know, if he would have made 3 tabernacles for those 3 godly people, Moses, Jesus, and Elijah, it would have turned out being a monument. Yeah, it would have turned out being a monument. Yeah. But notice what God did. God shed it down by sending a cloud, and then the Father spoke out of a cloud, and all you could see was Jesus only. The Father said, this is my beloved Son, whom I will please. Listen to him. You need to listen to him. And so hear him. And so the message is clear. Don't build nothing. Don't build nothing. Don't tear down nothing. But just focus on Jesus. That's what it ought to be about. You ought not tear down nothing. Neither should you build up anything. You just focus on Jesus. And that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted getting into this debate. Don't lose friends. The devil want us to lose friends. No, you hold on to your white friends. You hold on to your black friends. Matter of fact, get you some more white friends. Get you some more black friends. Let them know I ain't buying into this race war. The devil not gonna bait me. No, we done come too far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet. And so that's what we wanna do. We just want to just keep focusing in on Jesus, and everything is going to be all right after a while. It'll be after a while, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thank you so kindly for joining us today. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.